Thanks for calling customer service. This is Nancy. How can I help you?
Yes, Nancy. My name is Karen Bordell, and I was just online and had there was something on there about getting a KitchenAid for $2. If you click a button, and I click the button, and now it's saying that I have joined this subscriber bike club plan, and I do not want this.
Okay, man, what's your zip code?
35022.
What's your first and last name?
Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Wardell, W-A-R-D-E-L-L.
Can you verify your address?
7301 Bayberry Road, Helena, Alabama, 35022.
Okay, you made the purchase today?
Apparently I did.
For a KitchenAid mixer?
Well, actually, this is a subscription.
Yes, it's a monthly subscription.
Huh?
It's a monthly subscription.
Subscription? Mm-hmm, and I do not want that.
Okay, well, man, I can offer you a $20 monthly rate. Instead of paying $59.89, you'd just be paying $20 every month.
No, I do not want it.
Okay, man, well, I can issue a refund minus the $5 off.
Minus the $5 off?
Yes.
What does that mean?
Okay, so basically when a customer just been and made a purchase on the same day and called in to ask for a refund, we would have to take $5 off due to the policy because you had just made the purchase and you calling in on the same day you made the purchase to get a, to cancel the account and get your refund back. So instead of getting $59.89, you'll be getting back $54.89.
Well, you know what? You all are, this is ridiculous because it was very.
Man, okay, ma'am, it do say in terms of condition with dealing with the $5. Now it do state that in the terms and conditions. If you haven't read the terms and conditions, then that's why you're probably not understanding.
Well, no, because what it says was you're paying $2.
Okay, $2 for the shipping and handle.
For shipping and handling for the and it indicated it was for the KitchenAid.
Mm-hmm.
You won the KitchenAid, and it's $2 shipping and handling. It had nothing on there about this subscription to this bike tub.
Okay, ma'am, it's in the terms and condition. It's a big old paragraph, a long paragraph that you have to read, and it's stated in the terms and condition that you will be enrolled into a monthly membership to join our Factory Direct Savings Club. And it say, I also say, if you did not wish to become a member, give us a call back, which is what you're doing. You're giving us a call because you don't wish to become a member. Now, and also it did state in there about the $5. Now, maybe you didn't see it. I'm not saying that you did see it. Sometimes customers can overlook.
Well, I did not see it. I did not even, that was not even there. I mean, it did not even say, you are subscribing to this.
Yes, ma'am.
I mean, this is ridiculous. It's very, very deceiving. And it's awful. I mean, this is awful. Well, I do not want it. If I have to pay $5 to get out of it, fine. I want out of it.
Okay, ma'am.
I want notification. I want something in writing that it's done.
Okay, ma'am. You will receive a cancellation. Notification through your email. It will come to your email.
Okay. Well, if it doesn't, who do I contact?
I hadn't even canceled the account yet for it to even come. That I'm working on the account now.
Okay.
But, So once I cancel the account, you should receive a notification now saying that the account is canceled. Because I just canceled the account. And I refunded. Ma'am?
It's not there yet.
Okay, well, just give it a couple seconds to pop up. But I did cancel the account, though. If you want me to call out the confirmation number for you, I can just do it over the phone.
I would appreciate that.
Okay. C as in cat.
Okay.
920-804-888. And when you do receive an email, that same number that I just called out to you, it's going to be that same number that's come to your email. It's just a cancellation number saying that account is canceled. And it's going to be for the refund, too. And the refund will take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Okay, it's still not come up yet. But
you haven't received the email yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay, well, just give it a couple minutes. Is there anything else I can help you with, ma'am?
No, that's it. Can I call back this number just to make sure that I've C920804888?
Yes, ma'am. You can call it.
Okay. All right. All right. It's still not up. Not coming up. Did you send it to Sophie, wjsmommy@gmail.com?
Yes, ma'am.
It's still not come through.
Okay, you're saying you haven't received the email?
I have not received it.
So you don't see in your email where it's saying anything about that you have a cancellation?
No. I've got the original one at 10:47 that came up, and there's not anything else.
Okay, well, I don't know where the email is coming from, but it's not coming from us. It's basically just an email saying that you have a cancellation, and then it's going to have that confirmation number within the email.
Okay, it's not coming up.
Okay, man, well, I can just sit here and wait until you come up.
You can what? I'm sorry.
I said, I can sit here until you let me know that it came up.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm waiting on the email.
From who?
Okay, ma'am, you still haven't received the email?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, I did cancel the account. So I don't know why you're not getting the email. Maybe you had to check your spam or your junk folder to see. Did you?
I did. I checked them. I checked the spam.
Okay, well,
can you send me something in the mail?
Send you what in the mail?
Information that this has been taken care of.
I did give you a confirmation number.
Yeah, you gave me a confirmation number, but
you can you can call your bank and ask them, do they see a pending of the 59, the 5489.
Okay. What was your name again?
Nancy.
Okay.
And you can always give us a call back. When you call back, they'll see that it's been refunded and that the account is canceled.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am.
All right.